if you want to feel good about yourself, go to Bangladesh, go to India, go to Africa.
Right.
Take $250,000.
This is you good. You're doing a good job lecturing. Let me ask you something. Have you ever blown money you wish you could have back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I spent $4,000 for a hotel room.
But are you glad you did it?
Yes, very much so.
So you don't have any regrets?
Not at all. But
and if I twittered $4,000 for a hotel room, Spike, you pompous whatever, what would you say to me?
Me enjoying it doesn't diminish the fact that I was a douchebag for doing it.
Ah, okay. I mean, so you would own it.
Yeah, I'd own it. Yeah, I mean, what?
Were you a douchebag for doing that?
Absolutely.
I thought it was cool. I was envious of you. That, like, my wife would never let me. And, you know, I couldn't celebrate the way you did.
And wasn't this the time when we had a free hotel room, but you wanted to upgrade? Yeah, so it was a $4,000
wanted to be big man in Dublin.
That's what I could understand.
Wait a minute. Wait
you spent $4,000. Was it $4,000 for one night?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, it was the penthouse.
You had a free room.
And by the way, I hate pointing out that he's the one lecturing Kelly
Osbourne.
You
had a free room and you were like, no, this isn't good enough.
No, you have to understand.
I need more beds.
You have to understand.
They were tiny free rooms. Beds. They were European rooms.
Oh, well then.
They were five star.
And yet, the entire top floor was available overlooking the Liffey River.
Yeah, this
with
was
two
like
balconies and a fireplace.
Oh, the Liffey River, you say? Liffey River. Yeah. I had no idea.
This was
know,
like Bono's bedroom.
It
I
was.
Mean, it was Bono's
bedroom. It was the entire
bedroom,
floor.
Now, I didn't go there because I felt so guilty.
So, listeners, tell Spike what you think. Was that a waste for him to do that?
Of course it was.
I don't know, man. Life is experiences. How much money are you going to take with you when you croak? Zero.
Now,
how much did
no,
you come
I'm,
in
I'm
with?
I'm actually going to be packed with cash. That's my
life
that's
is a zero-sum game when it comes to money. How much did you come in with? Zero.
Zero.
How much you taking with you? Zero.
No.
Can I bring something up here? First of all, she didn't pay for it. Okay.
Oh.
It is a $250,000 manicure that they put on her because she is one of the members of the fashion police and she needs to look good. So she has all the top things. Now, by the way, I don't want to bore you guys with how important your look is at an event like the Emmys, but it's not some joke. Mm. This is thought about for months and months. If you've ever watched that dumb Rachel Zoe show, she dresses the stars.
Oh my God.
It's like the most important thing in the world. It is beyond.
Are they blood diamonds? That's my only
question.
Yeah, of course
they're blood diamonds.
They better be. How else would they shine?
But you can compare it to, you know, somebody driving a free car.
Yeah, but you could have also got shiny nails for $9.95.
You know nothing about fashion.
I know a lot about fashion.
Okay.
I've got one testicle. I'm so close to gay, you have no idea.
Do you think that
I've got bigger boobs than half the women in this country.
Yeah. So the Victoria's Secret bra that's worth $1 million because it's encrusted with diamonds, is that a necessary thing? No. No, it's for the sake of fashion. It's obviously not something that everyone should have.
877-901-0957. Is blowing a bunch of money on something wrong always? Wrong if you're rich? Wrong depending? And depending on what? It's Ember in Olympia. Hello, Ember.
Good morning. Good morning. You know what? I don't think in this instance it was wrong. It doesn't seem like that he's a self-indulged person. He seems like he has a very good heart. And it's nice to treat yourself nice once in a while. I don't, on the other hand, I don't really have appreciation for millionaires or billionaires or whoever who just spend their money so wantonly on nails or wardrobes or ridiculous things.
A lot of rich people, by the way, are notoriously cheap. That's one of the ways they got rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
They don't get taunted as often.
Thanks for having my back. I had a bunch of small Irish children dress as little derelicts and come sing Oliver Twist.
He hired his own leprechauns.
Yeah,
and all
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ember, thank you. JC in Seattle. Hello, JC.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Bob. I don't see it as a lavish expenditure. I see it more as sharing the wealth. If a rich person holds on to their money, that's a problem. Now there's a glut and nobody benefits. But, I mean, how much does a person putting on the nails, how much do they make a year? You know, they're probably 99%er that's getting $250,000.
So spending money is always a good thing.
Spend it. It spools up the economy. Spend it. Hmm.
Spools up the economy.
Spools up.
What was that other word today? We had several words today.
The college education.
College education.
Tertiary. Tertiary.
And then the word I invented. Can we use an invented word for the last word of the day or not?
No. We did say.
Your thyroid? I love thyroid. That was awesome.
It's when an ass does a tirade.
Yeah.
Hello, Dawn in Linwood. Hello.
Good morning. I think it's kind of interesting. The last few months, they're looking at royalty, presidents' wives, and what they're wearing. And, oh, my gosh, it's terrible if they're wearing something expensive. They should be wearing what the rest of the hard workers wear. And that, to me, that's just bizarre. I'm kind of with the other guy. If you work hard and you make enough money to buy something more expensive, do it, because it actually helps everybody else.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a weird societal thing, by the way. Obama gets it when he goes and takes a week's vacation at a $30,000 rental in Hawaiian Islands. Average person can't go to the Hawaiian Islands.
A small island in New England. And,
Romney gets it when he, you know, talks about his many homes or building. He doesn't talk about
it. His wife goes on TV with a $1,000 T-shirt and people go ballistic.
Because it was ugly as hell. Remember, it was like
that
a bird.
Was the problem.
It was like the ugliest bird.
And she got the money closing down a steel mill.
John, what is the most lavish thing you've ever done for yourself? Spike did a $4,000 hotel room. He copped to it. He knew people would be upset.
It was a douchebaggery.
Oop, her cell phone coverage just died. Text us if you can. Most lavish, ridiculous thing you ever wasted on yourself. No one will equal Kelly Osbourne.
A good texter is pointing out that wasting money is relevant to your income level. Like, if you're LeBron James and you buy some $300,000 Ferrari, you're going to get people going, oh, my God, you could feed an entire state for that. Yes, you could. But, you know, LeBron can't explain
income
to you why that's a drop in the bucket.
Like Bono, a quarter of your salary should be your rent.
Right. Bono can buy whatever harpsichord he wants. And if he wants to spend $1 million on one, nobody can understand.
I feel guilty, you know, just wasting money one bite at a time. I mean, and that's the way it keeps me from buying big ticket items, because I equate it as, man, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of booze. I mean,
you are a tiny country. So when you waste money on something, you say, I could feed a tiny country.
Well,
that would be me.
Yeah, and that's my way.
No, it's Dan.
I don't buy material goods. What I buy is consumables. And if I get extravagant, I might say, give me something off the top shelf there. And I feel a little guilt about that. You know, you go to a bar and you order dinner and you have drinks and you have a $100 tab. I think to myself, geez, what my wife and I just had for a dinner for $100, that could have been our groceries. And I feel guilty even about that.
Nancy, go ahead.
Hey, Bob, you know, I think in your next show that you should play the harpsichord.
Word of harpsichord.
The day.
How did you sneak that in?
I think you do a great job at it.
Oh, you said Bono can buy whatever harpsichord he wants.
Which is true.
Very nice. All right, hang on. Here's your prize, Nancy.
Great. You have a round trip for two to Victoria from Clipper Vacations, because their Fall-tastic sale is going on now.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's Fall-tastic.
Ah.
Wow.
It's a celebration.
Vancouver-licious.
It's spectacular. Don't you like it when they...
You're going on a boat.
Yeah.
That's not a good
one. It's fantastic.
It'll send you into a tirade.
Tyroid. Tyroid is clipperific.
Hold on. Okay. 9 minutes after nine. Did we get any texts? What's the... now that the word of the day people are off the phone, what's the most you ever blew on yourself frivolously? I think we may get a caller or two who bought one of those expensive shots of scotch.
Yeah, there's a Remy 16, I think it is, or Remy Martin or something.
Let's see what we get during the break. Text it at 52309, or if you want to say it, 877-901-0957.
I worked at a bar that had that bottle behind the... It's a blown glass bottle of old scotch or cognac, and it's like $85 a shot for this stuff.
Did you throw it off the balcony of your $4,000 suite?
I did not.
The career-ending injury happened to 24-year-old minor leaguer Adam Greenberg. In July of 2005, he was called up to the Chicago Cubs, and in his first major league at-bat, how disappointing is this, against the Marlins... He got hit in the head with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. First pitch he saw. Suffered from vertigo, career-ending baseball injury.
Ugh.
You know what? If he had stayed in a $4,000 room the night before to celebrate his major league thing,
good rest.
You wouldn't want to take that back.
There is nothing worse than vertigo.
He never played the field, and since he got hit by the pitch, he technically does not even have one official at-bat in the majors. Of the nearly 18,000 players who played in the big leagues, he's the only one ever to play for just one pitch. When we come back, I'll tell you what just happened to him.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Justin Hayes, Ralph Porter, and Nate Jackson at Seattle's biggest comedy jam tonight at Snoqualmie Casino. Doors open at 8 p.m. Comedy jam starts at 9. Tickets just $9.33 plus applicable service fees at Ticketmaster.com.
Folks, if you are in your home and you're in a mortgage that's got an interest rate higher than what you've been hearing about, you may be qualified for a better interest rate. But you know what? You don't know, because there's lots of new programs out there, but the regulations that are going around them are just crazy. So here's what you want to do. Give my friends at Kiel Lending a call. It's 888-778-KIEL. It's 888-778-KIEL. Kiel Lending's been in business for decades. They're a locally owned company who really knows what they're doing. They never bought into the short-term financing stuff that kind of ruined the country, a lot of people will tell you. Kiel Lending never went there. They've always had long-term solutions. They want people to have the best situation for a long term. Give them a call at Kiel Lending, 888-778-KIEL.
Oh, you're driving along the interstate when you run over a medieval sword left over from an old Renaissance fair. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs and more for the entire life of the tire. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. Come in now and get a great deal at our fall tire sale. Hurry, our biggest sale of the year ends October 31st.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, until his toilet backed up, causing extensive drywall damage. Luckily, Geico had just helped him with homeowner's insurance with sewer backup coverage. He was able to get all new drywall and saved enough for a new high-efficiency dual-flush porcelain throne. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
Little did you know that Geico has local agents, and they're hiding in plain sight. They're friendly, easy to talk to, and very smart. But if you had any idea how much money they could end up saving you on car insurance, well, let's just say you wouldn't be talking to them about the weather.
To see how much you can save on more than just car insurance, contact your local Geico office in Bellevue, Lakewood, Oak Harbor, or Silverdale.
CBS Sunday, The Good Wife returns.
You ready for this?
I hope so.
Guest stars Nathan Lane and Kristen Chenoweth shake things up.
Why do you stay with your husband?
I committed to a marriage.
But he broke his commitment to you.
The Good Wife season premiere, CBS Sunday.
Miller Paint is formulated for our Northwest climate. It's tough, durable, and right now on sale. Stop in and get 25% off all Miller Paint products. Visit MillerPaint.com for more details. Hurry, sale in soon. Miller Paint, our paint since 1890.
If you're going to spend time cooking a roast, you want it to be delicious when it's done. And the best way to ensure a delicious roast is to start with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef from QFC. Right now, when you buy one Certified Angus Beef boneless chuck roast or steak, you'll get another one of equal or lesser value free. And in the produce department, the first Honeycrisp apples of the season are in. Honeycrisp apples are bursting with sweet juice and deliver a satisfying crunch with every bite. Right now, they're only $1.88 a pound. And QFC is pleased to introduce Simple Truth, a fresh new option in natural and organic foods. You'll find over 200 great-tasting Simple Truth items throughout the store, with more arriving every day. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Our prices on fresh produce are now lower than ever, which means you can bring home the same high-quality produce you always find at QFC, now at an even better price.
What a beautiful day. You know, there are lots of great things about living here in Washington. The snow on Mount Rainier, the fish flying at Pike Place Market. Now, Union Bank has come up with another great bonus for living here. You'll earn 1% annual percentage yield guaranteed through 2013 when you open a Money Market Extra account linked to a personal checking account. But like a beautiful day, this offer won't last long, just until December 31st, 2012. So stop by your local Union Bank branch or visit unionbank.com/rate. That's 1% APY. You can rely on that through 2013. Around here, that's a lot longer than you can rely on the weather. This offer is available at Union Bank branches in Washington and Oregon. You must open a Money Market Extra account and linked personal checking account by December 31st, 2012. Money Market Extra requires a minimum combined balance of $10,000 up to a maximum balance of $499,000 to get 1% APY. Other restrictions apply. Contact your local branch for details. Union Bank N.A., member FDIC.
There's no question, a Subaru exemplifies quality and excellence. We do our best every day at Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru to bring you the buying experience you would expect with your Subaru purchase. We promise straightforward pricing and a stress-free negotiation, always. Let your all-wheel drive adventures begin with fantastic lease offers only at Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru. Just in time for the changing weather, you can lease the 2013 Subaru Forester 2.5X from Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru for only $210 per month and $2,750 due at signing on approval of credit. If the Outback is more your style, the 2013 Subaru Outback 2.5i is available with the same $2,750 due at signing and only $219 per month on approval of credit. Chaplain's Bellevue Subaru, I-90 and Eastgate, or Chaplain's Subaru.com. Subaru. Confidence in motion. Lease price is based on $2,750 due at signing with 42-month contract and 10,000 miles per year. On approval of credit, stock numbers include R13129 and R13148. Call dealer for lease details at 425-641-2002.
Happy birthday, honey.
My birthday was 2 months ago.
Hey, who's counting?
You wouldn't put up with this, so why put up with fall fashions you have to wait 2 months to afford? At Kohl's, you don't have to wait till the end of the season to get the best of the season. Save on what's new now, so this fall you can afford to look great when you're actually supposed to. Come to Kohl's grand opening sale going on now to save on all the newest styles. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Kohl's. Expect great things.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we are seeing some crowding right now. Southbound 405 from the Kings to Homish line in through Kirkland. Northbound 405 now a little bit slow from just after the Valley Freeway into the Kennedale Hill, while northbound I-5 has improved a lot. You're just going to see a little bit of crowding from the West Seattle Bridge up to the Convention Center. Elsewhere, though, looking really good. Everett to Seattle just have a little bit of congestion through Shoreline. I know what I'll be doing Sunday, and you should do it too. Make sure to check out the Sunday Seattle Times, because the Bob Rivers Show is the cover story in Pacific Northwest Magazine. Traffic is brought to you by Washington State Patrol. Troopers are making an extra effort in King County looking for people who are driving recklessly around big trucks. The goal is to lower fatalities and injuries and to keep traffic moving. Leave more space for trucks. Don't get a ticket.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
L.A. Cali, the baseball game, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see how their everyday shout hooray when they played.
Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said,
to Coney Isle, dear, we'll go.
Then Nellie started to fret and pout,
and to him I heard her shout,
hey, take me out to the ball game. Out with the crowd.
All right, you heard the story. Adam Greenberg, his major league career never got off the ground. Hit in the head by the first pitch thrown at him in the majors. Poor guy had vertigo and never got to play. Well, what is the rest of the story?
That's the rest of the story.
No, that ordinarily that would be the rest of the story. But listen to this. The president of the Miami Marlins has offered Adam Greenberg a one-day contract to bat for the team.
We remember very well being there in 2005, and I went to Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the team, and said, this is someone who we believe deserves to have one at-bat. So, Adam, are you ready? Are you ready to have one at-bat?
I'm ready.
Well, Adam, we'd like to sign you to a one-day contract. And if you come to Miami, we're going to put you in uniform, and you're going to be a member of our team on Tuesday, October 2nd, against the New York Mets. And believe me, you're going to get one at-bat, so get ready.
From the bottom of my heart, Mr. Loria and yourself, I can't address and express how much it means to me. And all the people that are around, this isn't just about me or an at-bat. I mean, you don't have to do this. The Marlins organization, baseball in general, doesn't owe me anything. So, like I said, from the bottom of my heart, I'll be ready for it. That I can assure you.
Wow. It's like Rudy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah, that one moment that the kid has earned, deserves.
What if he gets a hit, though? I mean, think about it. If you get a single, the fans will
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Are they only giving him one at bat or game?
I think an at bat. They're not going to ask this kid to play an outfield or I'm not sure if it was an infield or shortstop, second base, whatever.
Are they going to give him all the extra money they're going to make from tickets that they're going to sell? I mean, this is – I don't want to – you know, I mean, it's a nice gesture.
Are they exploiting him?
Well, are the Miami Marlins, like, totally out of it and playing in front of an empty stadium every night right now?
You know what? I don't think he would care that they're going to sell tickets.
Nope, that's right.
This is going to be like a lifetime dream relived for him.
I know. It's a wonderful thing, but I'm saying I don't think they came up with this idea to make this guy feel good. I think
can we get people in to see this crap ass of a team?
Yeah,
there was
a brainstorming meeting on how to, you know, like the guy who invented the King's Court at the Mariners all said, hey, let's give him a yellow shirt and people will come and. That guy should get a raise because now they fill seats that were never filled before.
Well, that's cool, though, because if you're in the King's Court, you have fun. I mean, are they exploiting him?
So,
probably.
So wait a minute, Joe. Are you saying that businesses shouldn't do nice things if it makes you like their business more?
No, I think it's a wonderful thing, but I think if they wanted to be really nice, here's a kid who never got to make any of that major league money. Give him the extra money that you're going to make. If you really, you know, if you really sincerely are doing this only for him, give him the gate from that day.
Ah.
Or how much is this one-day contract going to be for?
That's kind of between him and the team, but I hear you.
I mean.
You want to call him and ask him?
I'd be curious as to what he's signing. I mean, how much is he going to make?
What's a one-day contract worth in Major League Baseball? It's
good but question. I admire the heck out of the guy. After you've been up there and you got beaten to the point to where you've been kind of damaged for life, you're going to get up there again and look at a major
God,
league
I just thought of that. I was thinking, like, what if he gets a hit?
Oh, my God, they actually hit him.
I mean, that takes...
What if he leans into a pitch and gets hit again on purpose?
I think, I don't know if I'd ever want to get up there again if that happened to me. So I admire
that. You ever stood in against major league pitching, by the way? I got to do that one time. At the Kingdome. And it wasn't even major league pitching. It was a guy throwing batting practice pitching. Scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, it's
and
very
hurts,
dangerous.
Hurts to make contact.
Yeah. Plus, persistent vertigo is among, if not the worst things that you can have. You ever have vertigo?
As a pilot, I know that vertigo is not knowing. You're dizzy and you don't know whether you're up or down, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I get it sometimes from this weird massage injury I had. I know. But it's true. And it's really terrible. Like, if I had that forever, I don't think you'd be seeing much of me.
No.
No.
He must be better. All right. Here's an odd one. A rich guy. Oh, let me go back to the audience members. The biggest things they wasted their own money on to treat themselves. Some of these were pretty good. One guy, $700 for a painting of Peter Pan flying to Neverland, signed by Thomas Kincaid, framed and numbered. Numbered means it's a print, not an original.
And it's an investment. Right. Now, I don't know if it's a good one or not. Only time will tell, but this is something you still have.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
This is our audience, and I love some of these. $2,500 for a barbecue smoker.
But you now have the best barbecue smoker. You now have the best smoked meats you could possibly have. You've got it. That's
if you actually use it, you do.
Right, but if you, it's different to pay $2,500 to eat smoked meat from the greatest smoker on the planet.
What of life's lessons, though, is to look back and whether you actually got your money's worth out of stuff. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't want to. Here's one. I spent $1,400 on a fishing rod and reel. And I love it, and I deserve it, and I don't regret a single cast.
I love these.
$1,400, it better come with a record-setting marlin attached to the other.
Do not compute the cost per fish.
Yeah.
I like this one. $400 on a machine gun rental for my son's 12th birthday.
Now, that's badass.
That's.
I spent my winnings in Vegas on a $2,000 massage.
With benefits.
Yeah, all right, I get that.
Come on.
Yes, I'm so happy.
Yes, Eric.
Would this count? When I was making about $40,000 a year, I was in my mid-20s at the time, I spent $16,000 on a vacation.
That's a lot. Yeah. Is that when you went to Asia?
Yeah, Monique and I went traveling for 8 months with our backpacks.
8 months?
8 months. Yeah.
Here's someone else. $140 on a bottle of scotch.
I do that a lot.
Someone else says to you, Spike, having one testicle has nothing to do with being gay. I think you said you were like half gay because you only had half the testosterone or something
right.
I don't know if the gay... I don't know...
No, and that was inappropriate of me to say that.
Okay.
Right. I'm half a woman.
That's probably a better thing to say.
I nowhere near earn the right to call myself half gay.
But I don't know if it has to do with testosterone.
I did hook up with a guy one time. That's probably a better...
Did hook up with a guy one time.
I did hook up with a guy one time.
All right. That I believe will get you in the
that
door.
That means like I drove through gay one time. Just
passed. Found a website called Born Rich. What's Born Rich?
Kelly Osbourne's Born Rich.
That's what I was wondering about Kelly Osbourne when I thought she had to pay. Who do you ask, mom or dad? Because Kelly doesn't have a $250,000.
Sure she does.
Kelly's got cash now.
Well, she's got cash, but not that kind of cash. I mean, not to just blow a $250,000.
None of those guys pay for anything. All the dripping jewelry that you see, all the bags and the dresses, those are all donations.
Right. I'm wearing Henry Winston diamonds.
Right.
And I'll give them
Harry
back.
Winston.
Henry
Winston's aren't worth anything.
No, those are great.
Yeah.
All right. Scientists have figured out a way men can live longer, and Spike is halfway there. Scientists at the Inha University in South Korea have studied genealogy of ancient Korea and found that eunuchs, men who were castrated, lived an average of 14 to 19 years longer.
But why would you want to?
Why live?
Yeah, really.
That's weird to think about that because it is a why live. I don't know. Why is it so important to me? I mean,
I'm doing just fine. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
I mean, why is it important to you? It's human nature to procreate.
Oh, I know, but I'm done procreating.
Yeah. Well, you may be done fathering children, but your biological makeup, your genetic code says get out there and make some more.
But I wonder, and I don't want to know, but I wonder if you miss it. It's interesting. Or if suddenly you have time to do all the things you always dreamed of doing.
I get so much done.
The garage is clean.
Wow.
I've learned to play classical piano.
Look at this crocheted rug I made.
Are you going to avoid is there anybody out there who's castrated?
No, we're going to avoid that. I don't want to.
Really?
Well, unless you're not embarrassed. But no, it's a rare thing. And if it has happened, it may be a tragic accident. You know, we're not in one of those cultures. And there were cultures where it was done on purpose just to keep guys in line to have them work in certain jobs. Right, Eric?
Yeah. For example, in royal families, especially in China, in Asia, this was more common. They would have eunuchs either be priests or they would take care of the young emperors or the princesses.
Yeah. In other words, congratulations. You've been selected for a position of great dignity and honor. You're going to be a eunuch.
You're going to guard the harem and never care what they do.
We're not going to worry about you.
Right.
Nothing inappropriate is ever going to happen.
It's kind of nice. It's the ultimate friend.
And you got to wonder if it's just lifestyle is why they lived longer, too. I mean, they're not out getting in bar fights or, you know, doing all the things.
They're not doing the dangerous things that
you might lose your life doing.
Sure. They don't get a car as an extension of their penis and go drive too fast.
I imagine they're a little safer oriented. Right.
Eunuchs have never said, hold my beer, watch this. doesn't happen.
You know, there's not enough discussion of eunuchs. New California law has come out that I believe this should be the law coast to coast. Jerry Brown signed a privacy bill, two bills actually, that make it illegal for your employer or your college to demand access to your social media accounts, social media privacy law. First one I've heard of. I don't know if there are any other states. Basically, what has been happening, and it makes the news, is you apply for a job and they say, all right, when we examine your resume, we figure your social media account is a sort of a resume, so we want to look at it. And is that private? Or is that public? It's kind of semi-public. It's sort of like a private club that's open after hours.
It is. And if a company's going to hire you, shouldn't you have the expectation to know who you're hiring? I mean, if you're going to apply for a job, you know, you've got some skin in the game. You're asking them to put faith in you and trust you.
Now, as I understand it, they can still go and look. They can snoop around all they want.
But only to what's public.
But they can't ask you for any passwords or to disclose anything. It would be against the law. So they could still look at your Facebook, but they can't ask.
Well, how much of your Facebook is public?
Depends on what your privacy settings are.
You can set it for whatever you want.
You could make it so nobody except your friends could see anything.
What do you do?
I'm open. You know, I don't do much lately, to be
You're
honest.
You're loose?
I'm about done with the whole thing.
You're done with Facebook?
Well,
look at me. I told you it was a waste of time.
It's not because it's a waste of time. It's just my phone quit doing it. It's not working right. My phone's messing up. And it's just, you know, it's not something I feel real strongly about.
Let me tell you why you quit Facebook. And it's why Facebook is in trouble. And it's why their stock is in the toilet. You quit Facebook because they didn't make the switch from a desktop computer to mobile effectively. And the Facebook app is a piece of crap. And you tried to update it and you got frustrated and you're like, I'm not going
to
bother.
Yeah, I tried to update it and it quit working. And, right. And now, you know, when devices get better, maybe, and I don't blame it necessarily.
It's not the device. It's their terrible app.
Yeah, and I don't know what it
Have
is.
Have you used a Facebook app much on the phone?
Yeah.
She does. You
yeah.
always.
I don't like the one for the iPad or the Kindle, but I do use it on my phone. And to me, it's definitely not a waste of time.
Okay. You love it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going out of business. 932, social media accounts are now somewhat private. We need more privacy laws for your essentially virtual home. You, your family, your house, you have an expectation of privacy, and your Facebook page is a structure like a deck you build to socialize, like a porch is an extension of your home.
Uh-huh.
And the law doesn't recognize that yet. And by the way, see, I don't care about a porch, but that's okay with me if you like a porch.
Thank you. I love a porch.
You have people and they gather. I'm
Rocking
not social.
Chairs, yeah. Lemonade.
Yeah. Check out the new barbecue scented Facebook app, by the way. So it's like you can all get together and it smells like you're cooking something. So that was the other Facebook news this morning, is that Facebook is trying to get money from you by making it easy to shop for people. When they remind you it's their birthday, you can click and buy them a meaningless gift you wouldn't have otherwise bought with a simple click, and Facebook will get paid.
And the nice thing is they can switch that gift around. Like, say you want to buy somebody a gift card for a local coffee shop.
Yeah.
$10 gift card. They don't drink coffee. You can say, well, I'll take the $10.
You can exchange it.
You can exchange it. It's going to be that is going to be a cool thing, I think.
Another law.
This is the one I'm excited about.
In California.
Another Governor Brown 2 days ago signed this one.
It paves the way, literally, for driverless vehicles. There are safety and performance regulations for testing and operating vehicles with no driver on state roads and highways. They've been developing what they call the autonomous car. Or the autonomous? Gee, I don't know. It's auto.
Just call it the kit law.
Autonomous. I think it's autonomous. Kit, yeah. Google's fleet of a dozen computer-controlled vehicles has logged more than 300,000 miles of self-driving without an accident. Did you know there are Google drones out there?
I did not know this.
This is going to be...
Same streets we're using?
Yeah, well, in our lifetimes, and I was going to say this decade, I don't think this decade, but by the next decade, driverless cars are going to be pretty common.
Oh, I can't wait to roll out of bed and into the bed in my car and wake up right here at the front door.
I've been waiting for this one. And all the DUI and all that business.
I won't be very awake when the show starts.
Great.
And what's the difference?
Ah!
Oh.
Boom.
Ooh.
Boo!
Be more well-rested.
Okay. An Arkansas court has rejected a challenge and upheld a proposed ballot measure that'll make the state the first in the South to legalize medicinal marijuana. Now, we're going for total legalization here.
Yeah, well, controlled legalization. It'll be run by the state, and taxed by the state, and sold by the state.
And they're just getting to medical marijuana in the South.
Right.
Right.
So they're a little behind.
First Southern state.
By the way, I was surprised. Last Sunday, Seattle Times, they always, you know, in election season, they in the editorial section, they always support candidates or initiatives and tell you how they would vote. Seattle Times is endorsing the marijuana initiative. They say vote yes on that, which I thought was a pretty big step for, you know.
For a newspaper.
An institution
that
like
takes
that.
Ads from medical marijuana places.
No, I don't know
they
if
don't.
They do that.
I think
they don't?
Do.
No. And
a
the
stranger
medical,
does, but
medical marijuana places really don't want this. They're pretty happy the way things are. They've got control now. Do they want to give control over to the state?
Yeah, but it's got to go one way or the other. Look, either it's got to be illegal because the feds will crack down on you, or it has to be legal and regulated. You know, wake up, Spicoli. It's got to be one or the other.
Hit yourself very hard.
I just
hard.
Hit myself and it hurt.
I know it was for a fact. It was a little too hard.
And meanwhile, while doing it, I was calling someone else dumb.
Yeah.
Medical marijuana would really help you right now.
There's a welt forming there.
But do you agree? I mean, think about it.
I agree with the Seattle Times. I'm going to vote yes. Yeah, I think so. But the people that are most opposed to this initiative that I know personally are people who have their green cards and people who are, you know, pretty firmly entrenched in a legal way in that manner, because they're very worried that they're going to lose their right to drive. They're going to lose their right to grow. You know, that it's going to be a bad deal for them.
Something that not many people know, and I know because my friends are concerned about this because they are patients of medical marijuana, is that if you have marijuana because you have, like, whatever, back pain or something, next day you're driving and they stop you, they can arrest you.
But, see, I think that is kind of a propaganda thing that's been put out there. There's a, how many nanograms constitutes being intoxicated?
Under the influence, yeah. Well, they'll have to work all that out, and just like they did with alcohol.
Exactly.
And they ended up lowering the rate. By the way, can you come back, Luciana? I just love the way you say marijuana, marijuana.
My friends like to get lit.
I have many friends with marijuana.
That wasn't me. That was Jody. My friends get so bad.
My friends all have glaucoma and they use marijuana.
Well, I say marijuana. I don't say marijuana.
Yeah.
My friends
what
are
what kind of pronunciation
high.
Is that, you Americans?
They like to
you
get
people.
High.
Can you do me a favor? I want to hear you say marijuana.
Marijuana.
I don't
like that?
No, you didn't.
Didn't sound right.
I didn't mean to influence the way you say it. Can you say Bob Rivers?
Bob Rivers.
Now say it the way you do it when you don't do it well.
That's the way I do it. I don't understand why people don't understand me when I say it.
She calls sense. People and tells them what show.
And it's always, say that again. Bob Rivers.
Sounds like you're saying barriers.
Barriers.
It does.
I'm with the
barrier,
but
the barrier show.
But you got the Bob part okay. This is funny because
is in the barrier,
a couple
though?
Years yeah. ago, I was... I don't know how it came up, but I was not pronouncing Pedro right. Pedro. I mean, I'll never roll because I didn't learn to do it when I was a two-year-old, and that's the only way you can
no,
do
remember,
Spanish.
No, remember, just a TH instead of a D.
Petro?
Yeah.
Petro.
You shouldn't yeah. roll. People who roll who are as white as you
yeah.
make me want to smack them
Pedro.
In the face.
Pedro.
Oh, my family and I are taking a trip to Nicaragua. Like, no.
I sound like, yeah. Cut that out. You end up sounding like people trying to do Dracula.
We could get some enchiladas. No. No, you cannot.
So anyway, but I viewed it as I wanted to show him respect. So, because, you know, once the texters get a hold of it. So I try when I call him Pedro. I don't go Pedro, because Pedro is, you know.
Either Pedro.
It's the other way around. So I try to go Pedro.
Yeah, it sounds
it's
perfect.
Closer. But what I found out is they are getting the same thing. They're not pronouncing Bob Rivers in a way that people can understand it.
And I don't know what it is, because I do try to say Bob Rivers and I even spell it out, and then they understand.
What it is the R sounds different. Can you help her, Joe?
Well, you're asking me for pronunciation,
yeah, really?
Well,
seriously?
It's American
seriously?
Pronunciation.
Yeah, it's just
Roberto Rivero. Say that for me.
Bob Rivers. Rivers.
Rivers.
Bob Rivers.
Rivers?
Yeah. Rivers. Not Reavers. Rivers.
Rivers.
Yeah, yeah, there you
Bob
go.
Bob Rivers.
There you go.
Oh, that's better.
Ah,
you
got
hey. It. You know, I feel very it. Respected right
I
now.
I think she's got it.
Mr. Bob Rivers, it's
no,
my
no.
pleasure.
There you go.
Hello,
you
I would like to have a Bob Rivers
Roberto
show.
Rivera.
I love
I'm
it. Thinking it's not a question of the... It's a question of vibration
yeah.
of the vocal cords. That's what
just,
I'm doing different.
Just tell them you want to. They can be on the free marijuana show, and then they'll end up on our show.
Which show? One more time, Luciana. Which
the marijuana show?
The marijuana show.
It sort of sounds like marijuana.
Marijuana.
Is it a refrigerator or a refrigerator? For you, how do you say that?
refrigerator.
Big air machine.
So it's the same with Bob Rivers.
Is this happening right now?
All right, guys. You know what?
Are you listening to me?
Work on this amongst yourselves.
Joe and I talk pronunciation all the time, and that's where I get my pronunciation.
You're not helping each other.
Up next, Pedro says this is the worst thing in the entire universe. The worst thing in the entire universe. Will you agree with him?
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Want department store mattress selection at warehouse store prices? At Mattress Discounters, you always get unbeatable prices on the same mattress brands found at department stores, like Serta-Perfect Sleeper, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster. No other store will save you money like Mattress Discounters, because no other store has our lowest price or its free guarantee. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounters.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
When my son got a motorcycle, he didn't tell me right away. He knows how I feel about motorcycles. He says, Ma, I've wanted one since I was a kid. He takes it everywhere. But does he take it to visit his mother?
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible, like motorcycles. And with the Safeco multi-policy discount, you could save up to 15% when you combine your policies. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Find a local agent at Safeco.com. Coverage written and provided by Safeco Insurance Company of America or its affiliates, Seattle, Washington.
Ah, fall. The traditional time of bountiful harvests, football games, and you guessed it, great deals on Sonic toothbrushes. What? I'm sorry, you're not familiar with that tradition? Well, then get down to Bartell's for their annual fall sale. You'll find big fall savings everywhere, like $20 off the Sonicare Essence E5300 toothbrush, now $49.99. Plus, Almay cosmetics are 40% off, the lowest price of the season. Thank you, Almay. And along with saving you moolah, Bartels has other traditions too, like still being family owned and having nice, helpful employees who make you feel kind of like family too. So when you stop by and say, hey Bob, happy big fall sale, can you point me to the Cottonelle 12 roll bath tissue on sale for just $4.99? Bob's not going to look at you funny, unless his name is Ron, and then he might just, you know, politely correct you. Bartels, your family owned neighborhood, find a new fall tradition store.
If you ever took Psych 101, you might remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The idea is human needs are tiered, and unless you meet basic needs first, like breathing, food, and water, you can't move up to higher needs, like love and respect. Interesting thing about that hierarchy, paying ridiculous bank fees isn't on it. At Sound Credit Union, we totally get this. You have a life with real needs, like groceries, rent, heat, gasoline, piano lessons, shin guards, college funds, retirement, and tons of other stuff. And we don't think fees should get in the way. Hopefully that's where we fulfill your higher need, for respect.
At Sound Credit Union, we think your checking account should pay bills, not be a bill. That's why we offer free checking with no fee gouging and 20 full-service branches. And when you open a new checking account with direct deposit, we'll start you off with $100. Learn more at soundcu.com. Sound Credit Union. We never forget. It's your money. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know, we could use a new TV, but I don't want one that's too big.
Well, there's a lot of good deals on TVs, 32 to 42 inches.
I see what you mean. Here's a 32-inch on sale for $299 and a 40-inch for $399. Those look like really good deals.
Those are good prices, but if you buy either one, you'll be sorry.
Why?
Because Video only has those 32-inch TVs for $249 and the 40-inch TV for just $349.
Really? That much lower?
Yep. Video only has really good prices on the new set. Samsung, LG, Panasonic, and Sony TVs. And those are the brands getting the highest scores for performance.
Okay, let's check out Video Only before we buy, or
we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Trust and integrity. These things are just as important in sports as they are in choosing your next car or truck. This is Angie Mentink, and Gillis Auto Center in Shelton has hundreds of new cars and trucks to choose from, including the new 2013 Ford Escape and the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart. No matter what you're looking for, the buying experience at Gillis is like no other. Come take a test drive and tell them Angie sent you. Gillis Auto Center in Shelton or visit them online at gillisautocenter.com.
A celebration of 60s and 70s rock and blues. The Rock and Blues Festival 2012. Friday night, October 19th at Little Creek Casino Resort. Get ready for Edgar Winter. Rick Derringer. Canned Heat. Savoy Brown's Kim Simmons. Reserve seats on sale now by calling the box office or at little-creek.com.
I mean, it's not like this guy, Jay Inslee, wakes up every morning and says to himself, today I'm going to make another bad decision, right?
Well, it sure seems to work out that way a lot.
I mean, Inslee votes for an enormous tax on small businesses in this economy. What's he thinking?
Timing could not have been any worse.
Inslee bets $800 billion on a spending bill. They told us it was going to create jobs.
Still waiting, and the money's gone.
And the next bad mistake? Inslee voting for a $700 billion cut in Medicare?
Not a good day to be a senior.
Inslee bets wrong every time. It costs us big, and now he wants us to make him governor? He's got to be kidding.
Yeah, well, let me know when Inslee starts making the right decisions.
Don't hold your breath.
No candidate authorized this ad. Paid for by Republican Governors Association Washington PAC, Washington, D.C. Top five contributors are the Republican Governors Association.
Download any of the free apps at iHeartRadio.com
and open up to a new world of radio listening with iHeartRadio. Listen to your favorite local stations or stations in other cities across the country, or create a commercial-free custom station on the fly. Just type in a song or artist and iHeartRadio finds songs based on your selection. So open up to a new way to enjoy radio without paying a thing. And iHeartRadio is available for your iPad. Get the app at iHeartRadio.com.
Record and store 2,000 hours of your favorite shows with the Hopper from Dish.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we do have some crowding northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 is pretty busy as you make your way through Kirkland. Some heavy crowding there near 124th, making your way into the central Kirkland area. Northbound I-5 is a little bit slow as well from the West Seattle Bridge to the Convention Center, but elsewhere, we are seeing Friday light. 95.7 KJR has your win 'em before you can buy 'em Jimmy Buffett tickets. Listen for the text in to win keyword weekdays at 12:35 p.m. When you hear the word announced, text it to 523. We'll draw a winner from each award's qualifiers. You can get all the details online at 957kjr.com. Traffic is brought to you by 7-Eleven. Coffee Day is back at participating 7-Eleven stores. Stop by Friday, September 28th between 6 and 10 a.m. for a free large cup of coffee. And grab the special red or blue cups for a free vote in the 7 election. Oh, thank heaven.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
9:48, Friday the 28th of September, 2012. Bob Rivers with Spike O'Neill in Downtown Joe. And Pedro says this is the worst thing in the entire universe. Have you heard it yet? Any of you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jody?
I think I know what it is if he's going to play that freaking bike song.
It is the worst wedding song ever.
Yep, it is terrible.
The surprise wedding music video was created for my husband, the star of the video, Jacqueline, explains on YouTube. It's called I Just Want to Ride Bikes With You. Here we go.
You arrange the market flowers, turn on the disco ball. I get a warm, fuzzy feeling, I just may have it all. Everything's okay, oh, when I'm with Tadeo. My dress and snapped a pic of me. Sectioned my grapefruit and got down on one knee. Spontaneous and thoughtful, a true civilianaire. You ride our banner cards to people everywhere.
All right. Now, there's a lot of this out there now. Families have been given weapons, video cameras, and they are assuming they can sing and act. And, you know, essentially create their own productions. Apple is the, you know, was responsible for these weapons of media destruction.
Weapons of class destruction.
Yeah. And I have mixed feelings about it. I think it's cute. It's played only one time at some event, and it's bad, and everybody is polite. Remember our comedian? He said, Bill Bellamy, he said, you white people are too polite.
Yeah.
He's tried so hard up there.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
She has a wonderful voice. Who wouldn't want a song written for them?
You just hear how much they love each other.
Yeah. Might not go so well at a black wedding. I don't know. We'd have to ask him. But, yeah, it's awful. Worst thing in the universe. Why, Pedro?
Well, because, like you said, you do it at once. You play it there, and then you hide it. You don't put it on YouTube when you know people are, you know, merciless and really...
It would be nice if they did hide it, but actually what happens is people come over and they go, oh, you must see the video. You weren't at the wedding.
She made a music video for him.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And then you sit down. And here's the thing. People, if you make these things, merciful, please. 5 minutes or less.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Two. Because
you... Two? All right, two.
Dude.
Because sometimes they're 20.
Ooh. Well, some of them are great. You know, there's a lot of art that goes into some of them with, like, flash mob dancing.
Yeah.
And remember marriage where the whole bridal party was doing the dance and then everyone copied it. But then there's probably 25 horrible ones for everyone.
I will say my families are great.
What do you mean your families are great?
My family's videos for events.
Oh, well,
you got an award-winning filmmaker in your family.
And he's not even your favorite son.
I'm not talking about Keith.
Asshat!
Right. For him, right?
9:52. We have breaking news. Jody, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is brought to you by Top Pot Donuts. So, move over Great Wheel. There's a new world-famous Ferris wheel that's about to happen. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced yesterday that Staten Island will be home to the world's tallest Ferris wheel, 625 feet. The Supreme Court will revisit an issue next month that will spark some heated discussion, so get ready to talk about affirmative action in action. It's been a while since anybody talked about affirmative action, but the case being brought before the justices concerns a white student who claims she was denied admission to the University of Texas because she's white. University has a policy of automatically admitting students in the top 10% of their high school classes, with race being a plus factor in admission, meaning that minority interest is maybe, at least what she's claiming, more heavily weighted. It's apples and oranges, basically. The question, when 9 out of 10 minority students at the school are there because of automatic admission, is affirmative action necessary? We will be hearing a lot more about this. But the big story of the day... concerns digging and shovels. This brought to you by Banner Bank. Police in Roseville, Michigan just finished up drilling into the ground because they were looking for something. You know what they were looking for?
Oil?
No, the remains of notorious Teamsters boss Jimmy Hoffa. What's this now, Jody?
Still looking for Jimmy Hoffa.
Yes. Wow. It's been decades. But
I believe I heard where he was buried, in Grant's tomb.
Grant's tomb. Yeah. I thought it was the south end of Giant Stadium. I don't know nothing.
Well, there have been some false leads before, admittedly, but some experts are knocking down this idea that Hoffa, who was last seen on July 30th, 1975, outside a restaurant in Oakland County, Michigan, where the bread, I hear, was fantastic... warm sourdough, 30 miles west of where police were digging today, could be buried in Roseville, which is a Detroit suburb. Now, what they did, based on this tip that they received from a man who said he saw a body being buried underneath this driveway and thinks it may have been Jimmy. Like, that's the only lead they had, was that he was seen somewhere like 40 miles away and then someone saw somebody burying something. So they dug starting this morning. It took around 2 hours. People were watching the live broadcast like they were going to see a skeleton with, like, a gangster hat on. I'd be like, it's him!
Oh, my God!
If they find any human remains in the samples, then they will dig further.
Might be Jimmy Hoffa, though.
Might be. Also, might just be a driveway near Detroit.
Might be a guy who wanted to plant rutabagas.
Yeah, might be a guy who wanted to demo.
Yeah. Well, next week we'll know if they have any human remains. And if they find human remains, then this will be a real story. Over to Spike in Sports.
Thanks so much, Jody. Big night in Seattle last night. Big night in football, first off. Let's talk about the NFL bringing back full-time referees. The game was in Baltimore as the Ravens hosted the Cleveland Browns. Ravens won, by the way. But the big story of the night, of course, was the return of NFL referees. Some great audio from that.
As I'm sure all of you know by now, the regular officials are back. This the scene an hour ago as they came out of the tunnel to a standing ovation. And so Gene Steratore and his group with 70 years of experience, you can see Ray Lewis The players are happy.
And tipping their caps to the appreciative fans here in M&T Bank Stadium. Gene Steratore. A tip of the cap from refs. What's going on? This is a man bites dog story. We're back with more from Baltimore.
Standing ovation from the sellout crowd.
For the refs.
For the referees, yeah. Yeah, we're getting jobbed in Seattle. We're the, you know who we are? We're Lee Harvey Oswald in this story. Mm-hmm. We are. That had to be a bad call in Seattle because the league needed that to be a bad call in Seattle to justify caving to the refs. They needed that to be the wrong call. And so with Golden Tate and the Seattle Seahawks and Pete Carroll will always be the guys who got that terrible, awful call.
Look, it depends on the season they have. If they take this underdog status, which I believe this gave them underdog status, if the Seahawks take this underdog status and come out and crush their next few opponents, it won't matter at all. If every freaking game is close and the offense sputters but the defense stays strong for a while, then, you know, there's a reason. I'm going to sound like a sportscaster. There's a reason we play 16 games.
Sound angrier.
He nailed it. That was perfect.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because some of them go the wrong way.
Right.
Some of,
but that's why you got to put them on the field.
It's
that's
a game of inches. Day.
I'll tell you one thing. If it comes down to the playoffs and there's a decision to be made whether we have to go to Lambeau to play Green Bay or they have to come here because of the head-to-head record, because of that game, and we get it in CenturyLink. You want to hear the controversy start all over again?
Oh, yeah.
Because that could very well play
out. But that would turn them into whiners because we had proven ourselves to get it.
It goes better with cheese
It all comes down to – it all. I'm going to sound like a sports guy. It all comes down to what you do on
what
the
do
field
you do with it? What do you
for
do
the whole season, not just one game.
Well, talk about why they play the game. Last night, the Stanford Cardinals, ranked number 8 in the nation, came to Seattle to take on the Huskies at CenturyLink Field. Huskies were huge underdogs to the Cardinals. They lost 4 in a row to Stanford. Last year, Stanford ran. Last year against the Huskies, Stanford on the ground ran for 446 yards and scored 65 points. Well, last night at CenturyLink Field, the Huskies beat number 8 Stanford 17-13. And 7 of the Cardinal points came on interception touchdown. The Husky defense allowed 6 points, 2 field goals to Stanford. 17-13 the final last night. Phenomenal game at CenturyLink Field. Although this week the Huskies will have to travel down to Oregon to play the number 2 Ducks. So it's a tough bit of road for the Huskies.
And now it's time for an election update. Election update. Only it's not about the governor's race. It's not about the race for president. It's the battle for supremacy over pizza. Celebrity pizza is what they're calling. But that's nice. They're calling it celebrity pizza. The battle for naming rights of the official pizza of the show and Spike and the Impalers. Many of you know the Rock Wood-Fired Pizza has supported community causes and since probably 5 or 6 years ago has been the official pizza of just about every high school and parents of high schoolers in our region, because of their School of the Rock, Battle of the Bands. Well, right now, on the menu, I think there's a card. I don't think they printed it.
They put them up. They're called table topper things. They put them in little menus on the table.
At the Rock Wood Fired Pizza, there are 3 pizzas. The Bob Rivers, the Downtown Joe, and the Spike. And by your votes, by what you order, one of these pizzas will be the victor. I've given Spike and Joe an early lead. Build up their confidence to make them, lackadaisical.
You've done that for us?
Mm-hmm. I have.
You haven't sent out your minions yet to go and buy up all those broccoli pizzas?
I have not. I have teams of people on phone banks in the Philippines standing by.
Waiting to eat that broccoli pizza.
These are the people that Pedro gave to me the year he told me I'd beat Fitz in the Best of Western Washington.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I got you something better for you to win. I hired the replacement referees to count the votes.
They've got nothing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so what we do is every time you order one of these pizzas, we actually get a recording of the pizza. And on November 6th.
Election night.
November 6th, that's when the contest ends, just like the election for president and governor. And one of these pizzas will be the winner. So get to a Rockwood Fired Pizza. Vote for your favorite pizza by buying it.
By the way, a dollar from every pizza bought goes to the Rock's charity that supports school marching bands all around Western Washington.
All right.
What do you got?
And what's this? Oh, we have the article.
Advanced copy. This is the.
I can't look at this yet. I'll be distracted.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This is Pacific Northwest Magazine. They got us some early copies.
Oh, thank you, Seattle Times.
Wow.
What do you mean?
They couldn't take the tape off your headset?
That is an unattractive, unflattering shot of me.
That ruins the whole article, doesn't it?
Really?
This is not a vanity issue.
Jody's going to be going to newspaper machines all weekend buying these up so nobody can see it.
What is that?
Oh, my God. Look at
what
that.
What is that?
Oh, they got you from the side laughing. My wife hates that too.
You know, I could have had a nose job like the rest of the girls that I went to high school with, and I opted to just turn my head quickly every time I see someone with a camera.
Calm down. All right, you guys.
That's endearing.
Settle down.
Oh, look at the next page.
Let's catch. Hold on.